Well, Assets Advisor, this is Kevin, your host. True Wealth, as always, is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. We are always involved in the purchase and sale of all forms of precious metals. We have been doing that a long time. We've seen a lot of people do very well, build a lot of wealth, experience a lot of success, deal with it. It's kind of nice to, it's a blessing from God to deal in the one thing that he calls true wealth. In the one form of asset that he refers to as money. God's been very good to us over the years, and we're very thankful for that. We're thankful for you, the listener, for your loyalty. It matters. It's just a blessing. I can't quite put into words. God's been so good to us, and just the opportunity, you know, each of us gets in life to live in the world and to experience unbelievable things, phenomenal things, unreal things, challenges, you know, beautiful times, etc. If you're going through struggles, hard times, things like that, hang in there. You know, grab onto God, let him lead you, let him guide you. If you're in the good times, help to lift those around you up and out. That is a very important part of our existence as believers. At least I believe that's the case. I think the Bible's pretty clear about that. Humility, humbleness, things like that. So anyway, back to my basic point was, we've been in business 20-some years as a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, depository service. We, interestingly, have one of the finer facilities in the nation, built from the ground up. Truly is phenomenal. I mean, truly, folks, the construction and design is phenomenal. It's designed for our business, for security. I suppose, you know, the building could be used as a bank as well, but the level of security built into the building is so phenomenal. It's quite interesting and unique, and that was obviously done by design. What's interesting or unique or kind of mind-boggling in the day, you know, in the current times, is everything's going to the internet. So how in the world do you know that people, you know, invest with us substantial amounts of money? And I mean substantial, which obviously is a relative term, but there are some of you who are clients and radio listeners that know exactly what I mean. There's people that have invested just incredible amounts of money, and they need to know. Now, they store their material in our privately held depository service, and they need to know how secure that is. And that is something that is very important to them. I cannot believe it, but I found out the other day of a couple other companies who are not in our area, luckily. Well, one of them, storing metals for people, claiming to be a depository service from just a garbage building. And by garbage building, what I mean is walls made out of sheetrock and that kind of thing. I mean, for whatever it's worth, Coins Plus was built, you know, beginning with the exterior walls being 16 inches thick of solid concrete with 1-inch thick rebar every 8 inches. From there, you go to bullet and bomb resistant polycarbonate windows, you know, and you get into military grade Kevlar walls and 3/4-inch expanded sheet metal all throughout the building, and class 2 vault systems, which are the equivalent of 36 inches of poured concrete, or basically 18 inches of a special designed composite concrete that is designed to destroy tools. It's designed to destroy saw blades, drill bits, things like that. Wrapped outside of that, 1-inch thick T12 resistant plate steel. That's the antique class 2 vault wrapping the more modern class 2 vault. Though that's what we offer. Literally. I heard recently, more than once, of people investing pretty good amounts of money with companies that claim that they store their metal for them. They don't have a depository service. You know, they're just storing their metal in just a junky old building. I'll tell you, folks, just to kind of lead the note, when you have a depository service, or when you utilize the depository services of Coins Plus, you are essentially using your own safe. You have a private safe, okay? When you come in, you get a key. We have a guard key. You have 2 of your own keys. Those are your keys. You have your own safe. That is where your items are stored. Not stuck in a room. I mean, folks, I saw pictures of a company that had rented, they were leasing, we own this free and clear, they were leasing an old building that had a huge meat locker, like freezer in it. They were using the freezer as the vault. They had metal shelves around the outside, and they had people's metals in boxes with little pieces of paper, you know, to register and log everything. I think you and I know that's ridiculous, okay? That is only possible with the internet, am I right? Because, you know, everybody does everything from a distance. I thought about it today. I'm going to get a little nostalgic, I suppose. I went on Amazon to buy some, and I just thought, how pathetic, how sad that everything goes through Amazon, through this megastore, this massive megastore, taking all the business away from the local guys, ruining the local communities. And you don't even know who you're buying from. And trust me, we've had some problems. We've had fraud, and, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on out there. I mean, people will go on eBay that haven't been on before. They'll be brand new users. They'll buy something like a gold coin and then return something else and try to say it wasn't the right coin, or, you know, and they're just conducting outright fraud, just blatant outright fraud. It's a problem. It's definitely a problem. The internet has just changed things. It's changed the days of the handshake. It's changed the days of eye-to-eye integrity. It really has changed how we operate with one another. And I certainly didn't intend to do a radio show on that, but I think you'd all agree that the internet has changed those things drastically, as well as the fact that companies like Google completely control the information that gets out there. Like I said, why do you suppose the CEO of Google visited the White House over 400 times? It's very clear why. It's because they were manipulating material. They were scrubbing material. They were altering material. This is the world we live in. I was thinking today about what we're supposed to call news. Do you remember when news was a breakdown of information, of activities that had taken place that day around the world? Now what is news? News is politically fueled vitriol, anger, disgust, hatred, destruction. Is that not what we call news? You turn on the news and you got, you know, I know there's people out there of all persuasions, mostly conservative, but, you know, I've had guys, like, I think try to over defend Fox News because it's conservative-ish. I don't know that Fox News is totally conservative, but whatever. It's a lot more conservative than a lot of these radical left-wing types. But you think about it, you turn this stuff on, and they're just screaming and yelling and hollering and bellering and bickering and debating, and everything is a fight. Everything is just laced with disrespect, dishonor, so on and so forth, okay? So it's interesting when you look and you say, Remington, the company that makes guns, is in bankruptcy. The company that owns Smith & Wesson is in huge financial trouble. Guess why? Folks, here's how you, the American populace, supposedly think. Basically, what they say is because Trump is in office and you feel that your guns are secure, you are not afraid right now, supposedly, of the government taking them away or whatever, you cease to buy guns. You minimize your ownership of guns. And so on and so forth. I thought about that and I thought, how sad. Because here's the truth. Are we on a scale of 1 to 10, I guess I could say, I don't know if that's relevant, but the point is this. Are we safe right now because Trump's in office? Are we safer than when Obama was in office? You know, is it possible that a series of events and a series of leaders could actually create a scenario that is more dangerous than, than had one or the other of these leaders had never been in office? What I mean is this. So you have 9/11, which to me personally, there's a lot about 9/11, I'll just say, that's a farce. There's such a list of unanswered questions and so many things that make no sense. There's no way that two planes knocked down three buildings or whatever, counting the Pentagon, two planes and a rocket knocked down two of the biggest towers in the world, took out the Pentagon, and then took out World Trade Center building number 7, X number of blocks away 8 hours later. No way, okay? So I just say that those facts don't spill. But if you look at the world from that point forward, okay, what do we have? First, we had George Bush, who said, you know, whoever knocked down these buildings, they're going to pay. Well, I think whoever knocked down those buildings was a member of what they call the PNAC, People for a New American Century. They were the Dick Cheneys and the Donald Rumsfelds of the world. I believe it. I've done tons of research on it. There's so much information. If you care, you're welcome to look it up. You'll find that it's easily justified. Problems that we have now, 17 years ago that occurred, number one. Number two, Google scrubs everything. You can't get truth anymore. Number three, everything on Google is paid for. Everything. You cannot do organic studies anymore. You are not doing organic research. If you think that you're, you know, investigating, or if you think that you're doing research about investing in metals and you decide you want silver eagles and you read some guy who says don't buy any numismatic coins or do buy numismatic coins or whatever it is, folks, run from those people. I mean, they're just paying to persuade you. And they're paying to convince you to buy whatever it is they're selling. I was reading the other day, this guy says, oh, but whatever you do, don't buy numismatic coins. And then he follows up with, but what you really want is these MS or Proof 70, you know, silver eagles or MS69 silver, whatever. They're numismatic coins. But not only are they numismatic coins, they're absolute, complete, and total junk. They're coins that there are so many of, you could literally build a house out of them and use the same product the whole time. So, you know, people read this stuff. They buy into it. I spoke with a lady here recently. One issue to keep in mind, folks, this is a sexist comment, based on years of what I would call monetary experience with people. Females have approval addiction. They have to be approved. They have to have somebody's approval. I run into it over and over again. The worst case is these stupid annuities. Do not buy an annuity. Do not buy whole life. Do not buy universal life. Do not buy into the bank on yourself scandal. Okay? Do not expect your stockbroker to agree with you when you decide that you want to pull your money out and buy physical assets. Don't expect it. It isn't going to happen. Do not expect their approval. They just, why would they give you their approval? They have an agenda, okay? Solomon says money is the answer to everything. Now, you could apply that same principle to me. You could say, well, Kevin, you're the same deal. You know, you got your products you're selling and you know, it's just all about money for you. Well, here's a couple things. Number one, what I do and sell is biblical. Okay, I can show you in the Bible all over where what we deal in is biblical. Does that matter to you? It matters to me. If it doesn't matter to you, then I guess, you know, we don't see eye to eye there. Okay. Number two, what I deal in is the oldest, most proven, successful form of wealth known to mankind. It has never lost its value. Listen to me. Never, ever, ever lost its value. It's always been there. Now, I'm not saying prices don't fluctuate. Obviously, there's nothing on earth that prices don't fluctuate on. But precious metals-based assets have always, always, always been there. Okay? So that is another defense in what I do. I'm not just trying to sell you the newest, hottest, stupid thing. This bankonyourself.com that you hear on the radio, it's just a new name for the same old scam. And what they do is they get your money, they put it in a whatever, doesn't matter, they put it in a fund. That fund is designed to pay them nice, big, fat commission checks. It doesn't matter what they put it in. Legally, if they just shove it in something and call it whatever they want to call it, they can take out as much as they want for themselves. They can tell you you're not doing very good and so on. Then they get another commission when they talk you into, quote, borrowing money against your money. Think about that a minute. They say, well, you know, let's just say you had $200,000 or whatever, and you put it in the bankonyourself.com program. And at some point they want you, do they want you to borrow money against that? Because, A, you pay them interest, which is, you know, you just want to hit yourself in the head and say, what? You know, I give you my money. I give you 200 grand and I need 50 grand back. And you say, great, I'll loan that to you. And you will pay me interest. Well, the logic is it's my money in the first place. So the interest should go to me. Oh, no, it doesn't. It goes to somebody else. The other problem is they fill that fund, that money that you've set aside or given them or whatever, they augment it or dedicate it towards a plethora or barrage of other insurance products, okay? So what they do is they get you just get these premiums are just getting sucked out of your account every month to sell you a bunch of insurance you don't need. And I mean all kinds of and they love the life insurance and all the confused beneficiaries. And folks, if you just leave your money alone, you just do it, get what God gave you, put it in something solid and firm. Don't buy into this. You know, like a lady said to me the other day when after she made some mistakes, she said, well, the guy kept telling me that my money was just sitting there doing nothing, and I had to get it moving, doing something. Well, she did. She got it moving, making him some drastic, drastic commissions. So be very careful about that. I've discussed that many, many times. I guess I'll just reiterate it one more time. Just be very, very, very careful with these products. What we sell, folks, hard assets. I want you to think about something for a minute. We have a house in Spokane that has gotten relatively expensive. It's on the market. And we were thinking about buying a really cheap house in Spokane. Now, 12 or 14 years ago, a cheap house in Spokane was $80,000. Okay? Folks, you get garbage, excuse me if I've offended someone, for $200,000 now. For over $200,000, you don't even get a nice house. For $400,000, $500,000. I remember back in the 90s when like a $500,000 house was a mansion on top of the hill. Now a $500,000 house is a decent looking house in a development. But the problem is, and I don't know why most of this is, but all these houses were built in the 90s. All these big nice houses were all built in the 90s. Something economically, you know, was doing better or whatever. I don't know. But they're not building them now. And you certainly can't replace them for the cost of what they're on the market for. But the fact of the matter is, these homes have gone up tremendously, okay? I think you would agree. I think you know what I'm talking about. So this got me thinking more and more. I thought, when do you buy? When do you buy an asset? First of all, those who listen to me regularly know I'm probably not the biggest fan there is of paper anything. I personally believe the paper system was designed specifically for socialistic, communistic mindset, agenda, whatever you want to call it. Fact. No doubt about it. No questions, period. It's just a fact. That's what the paper money system was designed to do. The paper money system was designed by John Maynard Keynes, at least the one we use. And now I say at least the one we use simply for the fact that it's not the only one in existence. Fiat currency, fake money, has been around forever, okay? So if you listen to the show and you're like, oh, God, this guy just repeats himself, I guess I'll take this a little deeper. Folks, just because everyone's doing it, okay, just because it feels good, just because you turn on the TV and it seems like the right thing to do, don't make it right. Agreed? Okay? Don't do it. Get out. When do you buy? Okay, we just talked about real estate. I, in 1995, I bought a home in Spokane for about $142,000, brand new. That was about 1995. Around 2002, I sold the house for $180,000. So it went up, what is that, about maybe 40%. You know, some decent. Okay, so it gone up 40% in about 7 years. I'll just get to the cut to the chase. That house now is $389,000. The same house, and it's old and dated and hasn't had anything impressive done to it. The same house I paid $142,000 for is now in the upper threes. So that house has gone up almost triple. It's about, I think it just sold for right around $400,000. And when I say 142 is what I paid, that's actually a little high because I put an extra six into it on my own. So really when I bought the house, it was like 136, and then I put six into it to refinish the basement or something. But anyway, long story short, that house is worth triple now. And you look back and you know, part of the reason it's not more, I suppose, is because the neighborhood hasn't gotten any better. But the moral of the story is, when do you buy? When do you buy paper assets? Okay, I don't like them. I do not like paper. I like it for liquidity. I mean, I keep a couple months cash on hand. You bet I do. I keep cash on hand for sure. I keep gold next. Gold and silver. I keep a plenty of that. And then I get into numismatic coins. And folks, I have a wonderful, wonderful collection. I have coins that are doing very well. Some I don't care how they do, although they all go up because collectors always win. But I just love them. I have a tremendous quantity of coins for you, the investor. I have stuff that I have built up and saved and intentionally, you know, set aside just for you and your portfolio. Okay, they're hand selected, hand chosen, hand picked. They're for you. They're special. Okay, they're going to perform. They're going to keep going up. But when do you buy? The answer is you buy when there is value. you buy when the eyes are maybe not on it, okay? That time is now. Gold's been hanging in strong at 1,300. That's a nice number. That is a number of strength. It's a tremendously strong number, okay? It's time to buy. The Dow, you don't hear as much about because it's kind of all over the place. And it is a little scary. And so you just kind of stay away from it for now. I mean, that's what people are doing. It's 23,000, it's 24,000, it's 25,000, it's 22,000. It's all over the place. If you go back and look at it over the last couple of years, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. It's not, this is just not a time that you would buy it. Now, the only reason, sadly, that the Dow or paper or whatever's going up is inflation. Hyperinflation. So let's talk about, a house. Let's say real estate has tripled in the last 20 years. Compare that to a paper asset. Has it tripled in the last 20 years? Well, with us being at the peak of the peak of the peak, the answer is yes, just about. But we're at the peak of the peak of the peak. So that's the absolute best case scenario. Now, how have metals done over the last 20 years? They've gone up. Now, why has that piece of real estate tripled? Real estate has tripled because of inflation. There is real inflation out there. We are pumping currency out like it is going out of style, folks. You have no clue what's being done to us. Intentionally. John Maynard Keynes' argument was there has to be an infinite amount of currency for an economy to work. So basically, you have to be able to keep making it more and 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 more. Did you like that? Until you can't. I mean, it's right. Until you have what? You know, the amount of sand in the ocean. Guess what sand's worth? Per speck. Nothing. Because it's not rare. Diamonds are worth more. Why? Because they're more rare. Paper money is all going to zero. Every bit of it, it's going down. Okay? I don't care what your broker says. I don't care what's happening with the Dow right now. I don't care about any of it. All I care about is truth. I care about the truth. What does the Bible say? What does mathematical factuality say? What does truth say? What do you need to do with the money, the wealth, that God gave you stewardship over? What do you need to do? You need to save it wisely. Now, folks, one thing I got to throw in here. I have got clients that have a significant amount of money with me. And they're afraid to take it out. Don't ever be afraid if you need 10 or 20 or 30,000. Don't ever be afraid to come and get it. It's your money. You're fine, okay? And this has happened because these poor people get beat up by their stockbrokers. They get beat up. I have literally had women in my store crying as they've tried to withdraw money to put it into gold or silver because their broker has been so rude and so short and harsh to them. We do not do that to you. It is your money. Our margins are thin. Our volume is high. But I will tell you, when do you buy? The answer is now. The values are greatest. The market has stabilized. It's found itself. It's found sensibility. What's sensible about it? Here's what's sensible about it. We had the Y2K scare. Then we had the state quarter program. Remember that? And the U.S. Mint advertised everywhere possible. and we had these home shopping networks with guys screaming at you on TV, buy this, buy that, buy this. You got to have all these steak quarters. You're going to get rich. Steak quarter minutes were always way too high. They were always junk. I always said, don't buy them. Don't touch them. Don't go near them. I still say it. Do not ever buy coins on TV. Do not ever buy coins over the phone when a telephone solicitor calls you. Why? Because they're going to have the markup through the roof. But here's a very frustrating aspect of my life. People get a phone call and they say, well, Mr. Smith, I can sell you 10 $5 American Gold Eagles for such and such price. And the guys think about it and they go, well, that's a pretty good deal, you know, and they think they're talking about a big chunk of gold. They don't realize they're talking about a little piece of gold about the half the size of a dime. And they quote him a price, and the guy, just to check, he calls us, and we're like, oh, and he's like, wow, you guys are like 35, 40% cheaper. I'm like, yeah, would you like to get some? No, no. Why not? Well, I just thought, you know, this solicitor had me convinced that I was getting such an incredible deal that I was getting this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I had to take it. But if it's not a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme, I'm really not interested. Well, folks, let me tell you, when it comes to God and the Bible and His Word and stewardship and savings and wealth and riches, God wants you to save. In Proverbs, it tells us that a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. What does that mean? It means he saves really good. It means he saves enough that it goes on and on and on. It means that when he makes money, he saves money. That's what I'm here to help you to do. That's what I'm hoping you will get away, or that you will take away from this. The only politician I hear saying we're overspending is Rand Paul. You know, so when you talk about what the Bible says about savings, you know, or wealth and riches and savings, the only guy I hear that makes sense is Rand Paul. Okay, I can't tell you why. No, I love the guy. I think he's great. I know he's a hardcore coin collector. I met him personally. But what's with all these other guys? They're sellouts. Now think about this. Matthew 6:21 says what? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now, at first, that seems simple. It's like you plant your money over here. That's all you care about. So you better be careful where you plant your money. Okay? Well, how about you take what God made money and God said is money and God told you to do with it and you put it there? Then if your treasure is where God told you to put it, guess where your heart's going to be? Your heart is going to be where God told you to put it. Your heart's going to be with God. Your heart is going to be solid. God made tangible hard assets on this earth. I mean, first of all, he made hard assets, period, for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of lessons there. But when you have your treasure where God tells you to put it, your heart goes there too. That's it. God made a system. Precious metals. You know, I've done it before. I'll do it real quick. God creates the entire universe in Genesis chapter 1, all the way down to man, down to animals, down to plants, down to everything. Genesis chapter 2, he's already talking about gold, and he's telling it's in the land of Havilah. He uses the word Tav, T-O-W-B, the most potent, highestly respected rabbinical word in Hebrew. It's the greatest form of good. It's the highest form of it means prosperity, blessing, wealth, investment, savings. It's an incredible word. It's the word that he used when he said he saw his creation and saw that it was good. Okay. And then immediately after that, economics begins. Money starts to roll. The world starts to turn. Money makes the world go round after that, right? We go all, how many times in the Bible God says, "You, I own all the gold on earth." God wants all the gold on earth. God says it's mine. God cares about gold and silver. He talks about the cattle on the hills, and he talks about the, you know, the real estate's his. But those things that are biblically attributed as true wealth is gold and silver, livestock, real estate, human life, precious stones. Those are the things that God says, they're mine. I own them all. Okay? And then he shares them with us. And then he even has his people, the Israelites, when they go in and they go to battle, they go to war, they ransack, they do whatever, which is, of course, politically incorrect now in some cases, to read about. But when they go, God says, you take all the gold and all the silver, and it's yours. And when the Exodus took place, when they left Egypt, what happened? They took all the gold and silver with them. God made those people give them all their gold and silver. Folks, it matters to God. If you want true wealth, you want the real deal, come and see us. You want to build a portfolio, come and see us. You want a hard asset portfolio, get out of all the other junk. Forget about it. Quit worrying about it. I promise you, promise you, promise you, you are going to take a beating on the paper market at some time in the future that is going to leave you stunned at a level you're not going to believe. You're going to lose everything. I have said for years, the stock market will crash up. Why? Because of hyperinflation. We've created so much currency, it is unfathomable. $1.8 million in debt per person. Then you continue on through the Bible. What did God, what Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, and the richest, what did he do? He loaded up on gold and silver, didn't he? But he also got real estate and livestock and all those other things too, right? Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, don't go buy a horse ranch. Do not go buy a horse ranch. They're expensive. If something eats and you got to feed it and it gets sick and you got to take care of it, and you got to keep it warm and you got to give it shelter, it is expensive. You don't want it. What gold and coins are, I had a man call me a while ago, and he and I agreed that he was repeating what I already thought. A billionaire from California, a known man, not a known man, a name you would know, a name I was shocked to be talking to. We had a long talk. He loves coins. He loves rare coins. And I'm telling you what, the coins he loves, so would I, but I can't afford them. He's smart when it comes to coins. He knows them. He said, you know what I love about coins and gold and silver? He said, I love real estate, but he goes, I hate the taxes. I hate all the legality. People can take it away. He goes, but you know what coins and metals are? He goes, they are untitled real estate. They are compact real estate without a deed. It's exactly what it is. Gold and silver, it's yours. Possession is nine-tenths of the law. When it's in your hands, it's yours. It's true wealth in your hands. No one knows you have it. There's no serial numbers. You don't need a piece of paper that says it is. You don't need anybody else to authorize it because God already did. And it's true wealth until you die. Then your family can take it on and on and on and on and on and on until the end. What else is there like that? Nothing. And the whole time it remains completely private, completely anonymous, 100% liquid at any time, anywhere in the world. I was in a third world country not long ago, and I brought gold with me to conduct a transaction. I did the transaction using gold in a third world country. They paid me too much for my American Eagles because they liked them so much. In other words, they gave me about 22% more than they should have because they love American gold so much. Okay? It's recognized anywhere at any time. You need it. You got to have it. You let us build you a balanced portfolio and you will do very, very well in the long run. You just let us do it. We are very good at it. We have a tremendous amount of experience. We know what works, and it will be there for you forever, okay, until God comes back or whatever happens. we could be heading into war at any time. I'm going to be frank with you, okay? Now, God in the Bible is very clear. He says, bring your tithe into the storehouse and I'll bless your socks off. The love of money is the root of all evil, folks. You don't love money. You care for it. It's stewardship. You tend to it. You manage it. What happened to Joseph and Potiphar? He was so good with his money, he kept getting promoted till he was in charge of the whole kingdom. God wants that. Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, same thing. This is what God wants you to do. God does not want you to be a fool with your money. The Bible, Proverbs says, a fool and his money are soon departed. God wants you to be wise. What does he mean by that? Does he want you to be, I'm Johnny Day Trader. I have 16 computer screens and I click and poke and you know what you do when you do that? Every single guy I know who does that, they lose their butt. There's no exception. Folks, I have watched every guy who does that lose it all. Stop it. There's no get rich schemes. You're not smarter than the system. God gave you a system that's very simple. I don't care if you have a 401k or IRA. Call us. We transfer those into precious metals every single day. It is simple. It is simple. Get it done. If you have your money in an annuity or whatever, get out. If the surrender charges are huge, get out. Why in the world would you knowingly buy a product with like surrender charges of like 20%? You would never do that. And yet, that's what these insurance salesmen are selling you, and they lie and they cheat and they tell you all this garbage about these investments. It's just rubbish. It makes me mad. It's wrong. Who would knowingly do that? Now, it's one thing if you have to have an old antique car and you know you're paying 20% more than the last guy because there's only one of them and you got to have it, but you also know that in 12 years when you want to sell that car, you might quadruple or 10 times your money. That's different. That's not bankonyourselfripoff.com. It's not some phony annuity. When people talk about annuitizing, I'll repeat it again. How dumb. Give someone all your money. Why? Because then they can give you a little check back every month. That's called annuitizing your money. That's called that you have an absolute lack of confidence in your own ability to manage your money. So you hand it off to somebody to completely rip you off. You can never get all that money back. You just get some measly, piddly little check every month until you die. And then a little bit more is left over that goes to the next generation. But I can tell you statistically, all the calculations are made so the insurance company loses nothing. They make a killing. If you don't believe me, I have a degree in it. It's called actuarial science. It didn't register to me back then quite enough, but my job was to make sure that insurance companies always made tremendous profits and set themselves up so that the customer, unfortunately, sadly, never won. I hadn't put two and two together yet. Don't hold it against me. It's just an honest confession. Okay? So here's where we're at. Our world political and economic situation right now is tense, but it seems semi under control, doesn't it? Because Donald Trump's a tough tank, right? But he's not going to be there forever. Who's coming next? Are we going to go tank to tank? No way. The next thing we're bringing in is a big old wimpy marshmallow, coward. We're getting to the point, folks, where we are embracing transgenderism, for God's sakes. Excuse me. We're embracing homosexuality like it's okay. Pedophilia. And then we take guys who, made a comment to a girl or Tom Brokaw, who 33 years ago tried to kiss a girl and they want to ruin his whole career. We have turned truth on its head, okay? It's wrong. Don't buy into the hashtag MeToo movement. It's designed to tear at the fabric of society and ruin. It's turning tradition on its head, okay? So gold, as I said a minute ago, precious metals-based assets goes all the way through. I talked about Solomon sending people all over the world to get it, building the greatest temple ever out of it. Unfortunately, the Babylonians confiscated it all because someone couldn't keep their mouth quiet. And then, you know, on and on it goes. And then now the Babylonians are the richest and they're the most powerful, right? And then eventually Rome and so on and so forth. And God tells us in heaven, all over the place in heaven, and you know, the Middle Ages is about it. And I mean, folks, this is real money. It's what's always going to be there. Sadly, you get the Holocaust, and they confiscate everybody's gold. They kill all the Jews and take all their assets. I actually have people ask me that. Well, what happens if that happens to us? Well, if it happens to you, you're dead. So who, you know, can't help you there. I cannot give you an investment that if we end up in a Naziistic style regime is safe. I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest. If we get to the point where we get taken over by the black cloud, by the dark side, by the devil, and he has the what Eisenhower referred to, if he has control of the industrial military complex, and we are being overrun by tanks and machinery because we've had our guns taken away by the left, at that point, I have no investment for you. But I can tell you this. You can still run with your coins. Your precious metals are still transportable. They're liquid. They're anonymous. I know people, literally know people, who have survived from Vietnam, Cambodia, Nazi Germany, etc., because they had gold and silver and they could buy their way out. Paper money was a bullet to the head. And do you think when things got crazy that people went down to their broker and said, I'd like to take a withdrawal, please? No, it was over. You think America's so safe? We thought we were so safe before 9/11. Are your assets and wealth properly preserved for the future of financial uncertainty? I mean, ask yourself this. Who cares what the world says? Folks, you've got to understand the world is designed. That's why I talked last show about Ron Paul. He wants an audit of the Fed, not because he cares what they're doing. It's because he wants to show everybody what a scandal's going on. There are dozens and dozens of banks taking huge cuts out of this stuff. They are literally making hundreds of billions of dollars off of the creation of money. It is sad. And it is wrong. Okay, this is what they do. It's where we're at. Sorry. But that's where we're at. And I'm just, you know, right now I'm kind of going back to the basics, the fundamentals. I'm getting back. I'm re-educating you. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do on a radio show called True Wealth. And I am telling you, let us build your portfolio. Okay. We've got numismatic gold, the old $20, $10 gold pieces. They are trading at their gold price, just like gold bullion, Morgan silver dollars. I mean, we've got all these better dates we've got them by the rolls that they trade for, like silver. I mean, that's just stupid. I've got Carson City dollars by the rolls that are absolutely impossible to get. I've got Peace dollars that are super nice. They're just too cheap right now. Okay, focuses change. This is when you buy. This is when I buy. This is when my family buys. This is when my best friends buy. I have a lot of that going on right now. I've been around doing this a long time. I got a lot of friends that trust me. And that means a lot to me. I take it real serious. This is when I buy. And this is when you should buy. This is a great, great, great opportunity. We're at a solid base of value. Yes, The world, global, political, geopolitical tensions are high, but they haven't blown up yet. Something will come. You and I both know that. Precious metals have remained the pinnacle form of wealth forever, okay? Our dollar, since the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, has lost 99.5% of its spending power. For those of you who aren't good at math, that's a lot. That means what cost you a dollar in 1913 now costs you $200. If it cost you $10 then, it now costs you $2,000. That's true. That doesn't even sound real, does it? But it is. But guess what? If you had precious metals, you would have preserved all of that, okay? You had also made it through the Great Depression and a lot of other things, and people did. I grew up in Montana. I knew a family that had a basement full of bags of gold and silver. Silver dollars like you wouldn't believe. They made it through it all. They made it through it all. So, folks, precious metals have never lost their value. They've never become worthless. They've always maintained their spending power for thousands of years from the beginning of written human history. They're rare. They're scarce. They're endorsed by God. They're universally recognized and accepted anytime or anywhere in the world. They're private, anonymous, transportable, immediately liquid, anywhere at any time globally. They're transportable real estate. True wealth is what it is, folks. That's it. That's what I got to say today. Get yourself down here. Whatever savings you got, get it out. Get down here. Give us a call. 444-0044. Toll free 877-TAP-COIN or through the website at coinsplus.com. Folks, get it done. Just get it done. Something's coming. Have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. Love you. Bye-bye.